poverty is not necessarily, you know, the end of the line. In fact, it may not be at all.
Linda Simas worked in the Syracuse and Texas school districts with plenty of high poverty students, but she noted it didn't always prevent learning.
We had plenty of kids who didn't really, all they needed was were the opportunities and the doors opened, and they were flying, and their parents were, you know, were there with them. And, you know, we had valedictorians who were homeless.
But Simas says there are complications for students living in poverty. She said you must deal with the obstacle and try to peel the layers of the onion. Simas also noted that she does not object to the new Common Core learning standards.
I don't think the Common Core is the enemy. I think that it's the way it's rolled out. It's the way it's sometimes, you know, different states are rolling it out different ways. Some teachers are given scripted lessons, and that, you know, is not always the most successful way to do it. But as far as a set of standards, as long as there's clear curriculum, clear expectations, and support systems for students and teachers as they're implementing it, I don't think the Common Core is the enemy at all.
Simas says there are certain baseline things that are critical for learning, such as a strong literacy program and early childhood education. The city is getting ready for mandatory kindergarten this fall. Interim school superintendent Don Ogilvie tells WBFO News preparations are underway.
Well, the chiefs of instruction for the Buffalo Public Schools are putting together those classrooms, making sure we have an outreach to parents. And so we will be ready on day one.
Buffalo Public School students return for the start of a new school year in just 4 weeks. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.